Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast with Steve and Pete. I am Coach Pete and...
I am Coach Steve. So how's it out in the Big Apple right now, Pete?
How's it in the Big Apple? Well, Steve, on this recording, it's in the middle of the winter, and we are getting out of the Big Apple.
Okay. Getting out of the snow?
The snow, the cold, the city, the everything, the crowds. You know, there's this thing we've learned, having lived in the city now for 8 years, that for your mental health, you just have to get out. About every 6 to 8 weeks. You can't go much longer than that. You just need a break. You've got to see real life. Love it. We absolutely love living in New York, but this is a mental health break down to sunny Florida, hanging out with family and friends, and a few days just on our own, just to get out.
Well, I remember visiting you in New York a couple of years ago, and yeah, it's an intense city.
Yeah, it's intense. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, this week's transformation tip is something that we just came across recently, and it says, an open door is a welcome that makes a stranger into a friend. An open door is a welcome that makes a stranger into a friend. And this is actually a really good lead into where we want to go this week on our episode. We have been going through Clifton Strengths, particularly recently looking at the relational building strengths. And we've looked at various ones, but as we go through these strengths, remember, we'd really highly encourage you, if you get the opportunity, take the Clifton Strengths. It's part of the Gallup organization, and it's really gives you a real sense of understanding more about where you thrive. It helps you gain self-awareness. I often think it actually helps you get self-confident, actually, that you kind of confirms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
So in that process, now, this is by no means saying you have to. It's just a helpful tool. If you're just listening to the podcast, don't worry about whether you've done it or not, because you're going to get so much out of what we're doing, because we're bringing each of these strengths out each week, and it will help you identify things, because it's going to help you understand how you've been wired, where you can make the best impact, but also maybe where you maybe find things that your greatest strength can be your greatest weakness, or can sometimes sabotage things for you. And so we want to help you develop and grow in these strengths and help you avoid some of the pitfalls that sometimes we don't see. So this week, we're going to look at something.
This week's talent is called Includer. And the definition of that, people exceptionally talented in the Includer theme accept others. They show awareness of those who feel left out, and they make an effort to include them. God bless the Includers.
Well, Includers are very important. The way you can often see it is that they want to increase the circle. You know, they feel that the more people that are involved, the better it is.
Yes.
You know, they'll often say, hey, come sit next to me. Okay. Especially with, you know, when we took that quote about strangers and making friends, that's kind of what an Includer often can do. And they want to make sure that no one's feeling ignored. They want to make sure that everybody's appreciated, nobody's overlooked. And I'm sure you found people like that who just are simply really good at making people feel part of the group. And they want those outsiders to feel like they're very welcome, regardless of whether they have, or whatever, regardless of their differences or philosophies.
Yeah. So at its core, where Includer springs from is it's a conviction that everyone is a human being. We're all the same. Okay. We're equally important. Of course, we have diversity. We have a lot of change. But at its core, because you're a human being, You should be respected. You should be included. Steve, I had the opportunity, my sister-in-law graduated from Salem College down in Winston-Salem, and that was founded by a Moravian community. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania was as well, way back centuries ago. And that was a religious sect that believed this very strongly. Everyone is fundamentally the same, and their graveyards, their cemeteries, everyone has the same headstone. It's just like a simple white rectangle laying flat with their name on it, because they just believed, hey, before God, we're all equal. We're going to be judged as a human being on the same level, no matter what you accomplished in life.
Yeah, so
that's kind of the core philosophy there.
You know, as this podcast is going, I'll probably be in Hong Kong, and there is a executive out there. I'm going to do some work with a large NGO out there and working with their executive teams, etc. And because I'm coming out, flying all the way out, one of the teams said, you know what, we should include all the other managers and all the, and so this, in other words, growing a group from about 15 to about 30, because they don't want anybody to miss out anything, or they want everybody, and they that sense of community and inclusion that goes in, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks like, you know, if we're going to use a phrase, one more seat at the table.
Yeah.
Or it looks like they're wanting to always build a sense of community so people belong. I remember one time I took a factory job in the summer between some college semesters. It was my first day on the job. It's funny that I remember this, because that was like 45 years ago. I mean, it must have made an impact. And, brought my lunch, didn't know anyone. And it's lunchtime, go into the break room, and they had picnic tables there. And everyone's all clustering up the way they always do. And I go and sit down by myself at a table. And this woman yells from across the room, "You're not going to sit by yourself, are you? Get over here." it made me sit with them. And that was her way of including. And boy, it really made me feel included. It made me feel accepted and part of the gang.
So, that's so good. Yeah. You know, when we talk about somebody who's an includer, the environment that they need, okay, is one where they feel that it's inviting, it's inclusive, because it's includer, and this opportunity, if you like, to include what you just described, the marginalized, and they want everybody to feel part of the whole. There's an NGO that I'm working with right now, and there is a guy, I show up every time, and when anybody walks in who is new, just immediately goes to them, "Hey, welcome. It's so good to have you here." And then at the end of the meeting, he's going to say, "Hey, we've got a group of guys who are going for a hike. Do you want to come and join us?" You know, and it's immediately he's finding the opportunity to say, "You are important. I want you to be part of this. Here's the extra chair." We often have a meal after these meetings. And if he's sitting there and somebody's wandering around and there's no seat at the table, literally he'll say, "Hey, pull up a seat."
There you go.
So proof of concept.
And Steve, these people also, they themselves want to be included. That would be a high personal need if you're an includer. Well, you know, as we say, these strengths are really awesome. They're powerful, but if they're overplayed, mm-hmm. they can cause some problems. Now, some of these talents become a value. Okay. So you'll find this, especially with includers, it becomes a value that people should be accepted and included. When that happens, almost always one of the blind spots will be if you notice people who don't carry that value, you can become judgmental. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember there was a young guy up in my neighborhood here that I was working with, you know, just kind of as a mentor. And he started coming to my church, and he had includer, it might have been his number one. And he served kind of as a greeter. And afterwards, he would talk to me and he'd get really angry. I was like, "What's going on?" He goes, "I'm so angry. Look at these people who are new, and everybody else is just talking to themselves. You know, they're huddled up in their own little groups." And he was angry about it because it was such a strong value for him to always keep his eye out for the marginalized and include them. If other people didn't do that, he had judged them and kind of had to talk them off that ledge. But that's one of the blind spots is for this. And some of the other talents too is, you know, you think everyone else should be wired this way.
I think that's such a really powerful point there, Pete, because when asked, talent or our strength becomes a value, then we will see everything through the lens of that value, right? And anger, I've often said, is when something we value is devalued. All right. So, like you said, you see a clique over here and you'll criticize them, though they're all about themselves or whatever. And it's kind of contrary to an includer.
Okay. Yes, I know. I'm going to exclude you because you're not being inclusive.
But you know, the another kind of weakness or maybe a blind spot to somebody who's an includer is that they can maybe include too many people. Yes. Okay. So they may be unaware, for the sake of trying to include, it may slow down progress. And sometimes they include things and create what I call an unnecessary complexity. I've been in meetings where we have a specific agenda that needs to be happening, and all of a sudden somebody walks in with somebody that we don't know. And immediately you don't have the freedom to talk about things because you don't know where they're at. You don't know who they are.
Exactly.
You know, we're on the same. Yeah. Are we, yeah. And so all of a sudden it has created an awkwardness because sometimes an includer can be indiscriminate. He can, like I said, over include. You know that quote, too many cooks spoil the broth.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
It's what they do is they put too many people in. And sometimes for the sake of their value, they miss the protocols to ask permission. Can I bring somebody in on this? Or just because of their fear of putting people out. So it's important if you are an includer to kind of be self-aware, acknowledge that sometimes you need to be more selective in who you include or not include. Because otherwise you can confuse things. And if you're able to do that, you'll bring much more clarity and efficiencies to processes.
Yeah. And if you're not sure, set up like a little signal system with somebody who's in the know and much more politically savvy. They'll give you a nod or not. Okay. That can help. Well, so we have a couple other practical tips. Oftentimes people that are included, they would do really well in volunteer roles as like a greeter for a group that has meetings. They could be on a welcome committee for an organization in a neighborhood. There used to be a thing called the welcome wagon. And these are the people that will welcome to the neighborhood. I'm bringing you a plate of cookies. Here's some services you can take care of. And in a corporate setting, they do really well with orientation programs, getting people onboarded who are new to the company. This is some really great ways to leverage that talent. Also, if you know someone who's an includer, another thing that they can do really well, Steve, is they can tell you what might be missing. For instance, like if you're trying to make a decision and you need input, ask the includer, whose opinion might we be missing? They'll tell you because they're usually very aware of it. And they also usually have a lot of creative ideas. Okay. Like what else could be added to this? What nuance might we benefit from? And they usually, because they're so aware of what's on the periphery, they can bring it in and make things just even that more beautiful or complex, you know, in a nice way, really nuanced.
Well, that includer strength, I love that because it is a radar. Okay, it goes out and it's again, it feeds into a lot of the other relational strengths that we've been talking about. But in that place, these are great people to help build culture. Okay.
Absolutely. And they're paying attention to culture too.
Absolutely. Because they are wanting to create, because they're inclusive, they want everything following what we talked about, harmony. They're wanting everything to have a nice cohesiveness about it. That's why they want that welcoming environment. But they're also really good at just growing things. Okay. Because they welcome people in and they bring other people. They want other people's opinions or other people's strengths or talents to be part of the whole because they feel like together we're better. And that's very much a kind of a mantra of an includer. Together we're better and bring it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's includer. It's some of these talents, Steve, are a little bit more complex, a little more nuanced. Includer's not. And I love it for that reason. It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you see what's needed and you bring it in. So as we're wrapping this up, what would be a good transformation application?
Well, think about maybe your workplace or maybe an environment or group or a neighbor who you kind of see as isolated or overlooked. Okay. And why don't you this week just take an opportunity, exercise a strength in inclusion, okay, and see if you want them to join you. Like that lady said, hey, you're not sitting alone, are you? Just find a way to bring some inclusion. And if you have somebody, again, who's really good at inclusion, and immediately I'm thinking about this guy I was telling about earlier, go up to them and just say, you know what? I just love what you do here. You make everybody feel so welcome, everybody included. That gift is adding so much to our environment.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Okay. Well, includers, we appreciate you so much.
Yes, we want to include you in our sense of praise for you this week.
Well, Steve, great episode this week. And until next week, this is Coach Pete.
And this is Coach Steve saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cofarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.